You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Douglas Carr, the CEO of DK New Media, a digital marketing and technology consulting firm. Mr. Carr is recognized as a leading marketing and technology expert and runs Martech.zone, a publication for businesses to research, discover, and learn how to leverage marketing technology to grow their business. Mr. Carr, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be back. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, and hope you had a great holiday, and looking forward to the new year. So tell us, what was the most important decision you made in 2017 regarding the direction of your business to kick things off today?
Well, 2017 was really kind of it was our 10th year in business, and it was one of those years that we just wanted to kind of do a reset. And so I had an opportunity where my business partner, who is absolutely amazing, launched her own agency and left. And so I took the opportunity to basically kind of pare down all the clients, find the ones that I really loved working with the most, and then shed the rest. Either gave her, you know, the clients that loved her, or just got rid of them altogether. And so what it taught me was, I should have done that 10 years earlier. And that's that, you know, that we don't realize as business people that our toughest accounts are the ones that take up the most of our time, and they really pull us away from the great accounts that we love working with.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. That is so true and a good point. Now, DK New Media has now served the B2B industry for over a decade, as mentioned. What do you do differently now than you did before to help businesses grow?
Well, when I first got into the business, you know, SEO was really had taken off as a primary means of growth, and it was fairly easy back then, you know, to manipulate the search engines a little bit and do it. I'm not talking about black hat SEO or things that violate Google's terms of service, but it was fairly easy, you know, that if you produced recent, frequent, relevant content, you know, and then promoted it all over the place, that you could pretty much, you know, watch yourself rank really easy. And over the years, the algorithms have really caught up with that and taken over and done an extremely great job at placing the right content and the right people at the top of the search engines. And so now what it's forced us to do as marketers is really looked at the entire ecosystem of marketing, from paid search to, you know, social media promotion, to outbound, you know, as well as inbound, and then create just these incredible pieces of content that are worthwhile, that are worth the read, that are worth sharing. And so I'd say that, you know, 10 years ago, it was fairly easy. 10 years, you know, fast forward 10 years, and what we do is really, really complex, and it's not easy. And I see all these folks jump to the shiny things and lose a lot of money that way. And I see the folks that just put in the sweat equity and work hard on their marketing, and those are the people that are succeeding right now.
Now, what are the greatest technological advancements in marketing that we're going to see coming up in 2018?
Oh, definitely. I'd say the most exciting ones for me are artificial intelligence and machine learning. And what I mean by that is, you know, there's some companies out there already that are doing it. In fact, there's one, I'm not going to mention their name because I don't want to promote anybody in particular, but there's one company out there that analyzes all of your outbound email when you get a new lead, and it writes the email for you and keeps tabs with your prospects until it's time to schedule an appointment and get people in there. And so what we're seeing now is that marketers and salespeople can spend time actually doing more creative and closing sales rather than all of the different jobs that we had the last, you know, the last 20 years of moving data between place to place and converting things and trying things and testing things. And these new systems that automate, you know, automate communications and then adjust them accordingly. These are some really exciting times, just some amazing times that we're heading into.
Absolutely incredible, isn't it? Today we're joined by Mr. Douglas Carr, the CEO of DK New Media, digital marketing and technology consulting firm here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, your publication, MarTech, is now accompanied by a community and a podcast. Why did you expand beyond blogging? Get into some of those details.
Sure. Well, I love writing, and it's what I always kind of fall back to because I think I've gotten better at it, and I just really enjoy writing about everything. But I realized that there's a portion of my audience that didn't just look at the writing. One piece of it is that an audience is just an audience, right? An audience doesn't talk back to you. An audience is someone that you speak to. So the community aspect of it was that I actually wanted to start a dialogue with those people that were reading my articles. And I wanted to see what they were saying, and I wanted to see if I could help them personally along the way. So I wanted to kind of switch that audience into a community. I felt that was really important. And then with podcasting, it's just skyrocketing in growth as well. And I'm quite comfortable, you know, on the air like we're doing right now. And I've got a good sense of humor. So I usually get a couple chuckles out of a podcast. And I love the medium. I think it's another one of those mediums that, you know, video paints a picture for you. But podcasting, what people hear is your voice and your sincerity, your tone, your humor, all of those different pieces with it. And so I've really jumped on the podcasting bandwagon big time, just because it's just a marvelous medium to get your voice out there. And I'd like to eventually start doing video too, but I've got a face for podcasting right now.
Yeah, podcasting is certainly awesome. Of course, we're biased in that regard. No doubt about that. Now, lastly, what's one thing that companies should do today to transform their online marketing? And I'd certainly love to hear your input there.
Well, I think the biggest gap out there that we continue to see with people is the use of technology. And so some companies buy technology thinking that's going to fix their problem. And that's a scary thing to do. It doesn't work that way. It's really that you've got to have internal processes set up, and then technology should really automate and ease those processes. And so one of the biggest things that we see is that companies go down this rabbit hole of spending thousands or tens of thousands or even sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars on software. They implement it, and really they're struggling for years to fully leverage that technology. And what they didn't realize was while they were struggling, there was new technology emerging on the market. And if they just reassessed what they needed, they could implement new technology at a fraction of the cost. The innovation in our industry is moving so, so fast. And so if I could have everybody as a customer, the first thing I would do is really reassess what their processes are internally, where the gaps are, where they're struggling, and then reassess the tools that they're using and try to find ones that are maybe a lot less expensive and actually provide a lot more features and benefits to them. And over and over, when we find that match, when we find that intersection of a tool that matches the company and a company that matches the tool, that's when we see efficiencies just take off and marketing just really do perform much better.
Good stuff there, and thanks for sharing that as well. Most helpful, and certainly has been good to catch up with you again. Certainly wish you a prosperous 2018. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about DK New Media.
Yeah, sure. Well, dknewmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well. And then martech.zone is the publication. That's my marketing technology publication. And then if you go to interviews.martech.zone, that's our podcast, and that's been growing very well. So I really appreciate the time that you took today, and love being on your show, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure, Mr. Carr. And again, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio. And certainly look forward to our next conversation. Have a happy new year.
All right, sir.
We've been speaking with Mr. Douglas Carr, the CEO of DK New Media, a digital marketing and technology consulting firm. And the websites of reference, it's dknewmedia.com and martech.com. Zone. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.